Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome. Oh, excuse me. Welcome to the Herd. It's Joy Taylor. Excuse me. A little chaotic start to the show today. A lot going on. Thank you for joining us here on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Alex Curry alongside me. Give me a moment so I can get some water. Alex, yeah, I can't hear anything.
Take a moment. It is beautiful chaos right now in the NBA offseason. It's beautiful chaos to start this show. No one sees it right before
you know what? That's what
live.
I get for tweeting out a Joker meme right before the show. It's going to be one of those Fridays, and I spoke it into existence.
You did.
And here
you
we are. A frog jumps in my throat. There's no audio. It's all good. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have an exciting show. Plans, obviously. It was a chaos grenade yesterday at the end of the show, finding out that Kevin Durant has requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. And what does this mean for Kyrie and the rest of the NBA? Essentially, all of the NBA is in play because they are going to go for the best package in Brooklyn, as they should. So we will talk to Brock Huard about the other big news, which is that UCLA and USC are leaving the Pac-12 for the Big Ten. We'll discuss that with him, our Fox Sports college football analyst, later in the hour. We'll talk to Kevin O'Connor, the NBA writer, about all of the free agency moves. My phone was dying from Dead. All of the alerts yesterday. You get paid, yeah. As they should. So I love that for everyone. I'm not paying anyone, so it doesn't matter to me what money is being handed out. Zion Williamson is going to get paid also, which is interesting, and we will talk about that later on in the show. And Matt Leinart will be in studio with us, Big Noon kickoff, and obviously Heisman winner with USC. So we will get his thoughts on his school leaving the Pac-12 for the Big Ten. But let's get started with the big news yesterday, which is, of course, Kevin Durant requesting a trade out of Brooklyn. Now, the scenario is a little interesting because he's 34 years old, entering the first year of a four-year, $194 million deal. So he is signed through 25-26, guaranteed four-year contract, no player or team options. So whoever brings Kevin Durant in is going to get KD for the next 4 years. And what I think most of us feel is essentially his prime and, you know, heading towards the end of his prime in the next 4 years, considering the injuries that he's had and the level of play that he is playing right now, which is obviously top of the league on any given night. But the reaction yesterday was a bit mixed because this is Kevin Durant and he's a mobile guy. He left OKC, he left the Warriors, and now he's leaving Brooklyn. Now, I support mobility. I've moved around. I have no problem with people trying to elevate their careers. I have no problem with people making decisions to get out of bad situations if they feel like it's not serving them. And I don't buy into the idea of loyalty when it comes to business. Now, that can be a bit explosive because fans are very loyal. And there is this idea that you are supposed to have a bit of loyalty in sports. But this is what Kevin Durant does for a living. And if he is unhappy in Brooklyn, if he is unhappy with the way that Brooklyn has handled things, if he is unhappy with the way that Brooklyn has handled Kyrie, or for any other reason he wants to leave Brooklyn, I don't mind, because I don't see Brooklyn as a place that has a culture. And at this point, a future. So I am completely on Kevin Durant's side. The other part of that is that he has been the only steady thing in Brooklyn over the past few years. Kyrie quit, didn't play for all but 29 games this year and 4 games in the postseason, which they got swept. James Harden quit, he left. Why is it on Kevin Durant to hold all this together? Now, you might argue that he had a lot of say in how things went. He had a lot of say in Kyrie. He had a lot of say in the coach. But that was your choice, Brooklyn, to do that. Not every organization is just going to turn everything over to Kevin Durant. And it didn't work. So here we are. Let's not burrow down and lock in on a mistake that we made. I would not have left the Warriors if I was Kevin Durant. I wouldn't have. But I have no problem with him leaving the Warriors, just like I have no problem with him leaving the Nets. This was pretty much doomed from the beginning when you really think about the structure of the organization and how all of this went. First of all, they had a first-time head coach in Steve Nash. He had never even been an assistant. And they really treated him like that from day one. Remember this sound from the beginning between Kyrie and KD.
We don't need somebody to come in and put their coaching philosophy on everything that we're doing and change up the wheel and, yo, you guys need to start doing this. And we start running on the first day of practice. It's just like, no, I don't really see us having a head coach. You know what I mean? Like, KD could be a head coach. I could be a head coach.
Jacques Vaughn could do it one day. It could be, it's a collaborative effort, I think, on our part.
Sean Marks never really had any control of the front office. They didn't really show any control or power. When Kyrie wouldn't get vaccinated, they said they weren't going to have a part-time player. Then they flipped back on that. That's just what Brooklyn does. They don't organically build anything. Not the city, obviously. I'm talking about the Nets. They just try to buy relevance. If you look at the history of this Brooklyn team, that is what they do. So I don't blame KD for leaving. I've always felt that this was a pop-up shop. They have no roots whatsoever. Everything fell apart with Kyrie. So what is he staying for? Now, all of that being said, I support him moving. I support him bailing on this situation. I do think his next stop is going to have to be his last stop, because this is going to be a part of his legacy. He's a Rolling Stone. I had no problem with him leaving OKC. He spent 9 years there. It wasn't working out. He earned the right to be able to choose where he was going to go next. No problem with leaving the Warriors. You did what you did. You were the best player on those teams. Won 2 championships, 2 finals MVPs. Now you want to go on to your next stop? That's fine. But now we're in a place where you eventually do have to set up shop. You have to put down some roots. You have to establish your legacy. So this could be a lesson for Brooklyn. Could be a lesson for KD. I don't know where Kyrie ends up, but for Kevin Durant, this next step will be monumental, not just for the league, but also for his legacy. Come to the Heat. Yep. We'll discuss where he ends up later on in the show. And for Brooklyn, this is your opportunity to stop chasing around relevancy. Build, develop, set up standards, set up a culture, create a place that is going to grow and lift rather than take big swings and throwing things in a pot and seeing how it's going to work out. So we got huge news out of college football yesterday. USC and UCLA are leaving the Pac-12 for the Big Ten. And look, the landscape of college football is changing. We know that. We've had conversations on and on and on about the NIL and how that affects college football, how it affects college sports. There is a lot of explosive opinions about it and how it's going to ruin college sports. I know there are people that feel like it is heading this direction. Everything is about money. Everything is about who can make more. All of the big schools, all the small schools are going to fall off. I know that there is a sense of panic. But this was pretty much inevitable. If you look at just the revenue of the Pac-12 compared to the Big Ten in 2021, you're looking at $344 million in the Pac-12 being distributed amongst their schools in 2021. Compared to the Big Ten, who distributed $680 million. That's significant. So yes, are sometimes these things about money? Sure. But you want to provide better opportunities for your student athletes. Well, you need money and you need visibility in order to do that. Joining the Big Ten gives USC, who now has Lincoln Riley, and UCLA the opportunity to be on a much bigger stage, to be visible, to be seen, to be watched. I know there was an immediate pushback about the travel. Well, not coincidentally, beach volleyball, men and women's volleyball, and water polo will be staying in the Pac-12 with these schools. But you're going to have more resources because you're joining the Big Ten. You're going to be able to provide more for your student athletes. The NIL money will go up, which also plays a role. It's okay to change. It's okay to pivot. It's okay to grow. The one thing in life that is absolutely guaranteed is change. And we have seen this develop over time. We have seen this trend. And, you know, the entire landscape, as I said, of college sports is changing. This is a great opportunity for both of these schools to become more visible, to give more opportunities to their student athletes. And after all, that's what college sports is supposed to do. Give you opportunities for men and women. I know this always comes down to college football because it is the biggest moneymaker, but this is a massive move, not just for the football teams, but for all of the other student athletes who participate in sports at both of these schools. I'm not surprised at this move. I think we're going to see more of this and more massive change around college sports and particularly around college football in how the structure of the sport is going to continue to change because of all of the money that is coming in, and rightfully so. And at the end of the day, it's going to be better for the student athletes, and that's what should matter most. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's been a little chaotic to start. Thanks for bearing with me. We'll talk to Brock Heward at the bottom of the hour, get his thoughts on UCLA and USC leaving the Pac-12, what that means for the Pac-12 and what it means for the Big Ten. Kevin O'Connor later in the show to get all of the NBA free agency moves. There were so many that happened yesterday. Obviously, Kevin Durant is the biggest news, but what's going to happen with Kyrie? Is he going to go to the Lakers? Is he going to stay with the Nets? Is he going to end up somewhere else? Zion Williamson is getting paid. Bradley Beal is staying. Jokic got paid. There's money flying everywhere. So we'll discuss all of that with Kevin O'Connor later. And Matt Leinart will be in studio with us. Coming up next, more on Kevin Durant's leaving the Brooklyn Nets, asking for a trade. It's Joy Taylor on The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
Padres-Dodgers tonight is your Discovery Card key matchup. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover is exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd, who is back from vacation on Monday. He is going to be coming in hot.
So
Colin is going to be getting these takes off. I mean, he is on vacation during USC, UCLA, joining the Big Ten, KD's announcement.
Foaming at the mouth right
yes.
now.
Yes. If you don't follow Colin on social media, you're missing out because he is still giving his takes. He gave his opinions yesterday on social media, I believe from the airport. So
yes.
So he's on his way back from his Caribbean vacation. Hope he had a great time. Thank you for joining us all week on FS1 and Fox Sports Radio, myself and Alex Curry, as it has been a really, really wild week for the end of June, heading into the holiday weekends. It's been a lot, which is great for us. This free agency period and off season for the NBA has been amazing. The NFL off season to start and free agency period was wild. So it is funny to me. It's I guess ironic maybe. Like, not funny, haha, funny, weird.
Okay.
That I kept saying I couldn't imagine where KD was going to go. Like, I hadn't allowed my mind to get to the space of where is Kevin Durant going to end up? Is he going to leave even? So I hadn't even gotten to the point of where he would end up because I couldn't get to the point of him leaving the Nets. Not that it's surprising to me because this is very on brands for Kevin Durant. But I did not see this coming. I will admit that. I did think that they were going to run it back one more year with Kyrie there in Brooklyn. See what you had in Ben Simmons. I think over the next few weeks, once we find out where Kevin Durant is headed and he starts to open up about what happened here, is I don't think it's going to take, you know, a documentary for us to find out what fell apart in Brooklyn, particularly for Kevin Durant. He's given us some signs. I mean, he did not get involved in Kyrie's negotiations. He did not recruit players during free agency to Brooklyn. So those were two pretty obvious signs that he was stepping back from the organization as a whole. Now, obviously, I thought that that was because he didn't want to be involved in what Kyrie had going on, which is totally fair. And, you know, him not recruiting could be just, I don't want to play this role of, you know, player GM anymore, or I don't know how long I'm going to be here. I don't want to recruit people here. And now we know that he has asked for a trade and asked to leave Brooklyn. Again, I have no problem with him leaving Brooklyn, but I do think his next stop needs to be his last. Because at this point, it's not about loyalty. It's about legacy. You had your time in OKC. You were unbelievable there. You went to Golden State, won your championships, won your finals MVPs. You've been a league MVP. You're an all-time great player. All of that is solidified. Brooklyn didn't work. Maybe we'll probably look back on this situation and, you know, say it was a couple years. We tried something. This happens. You know, sometimes people freak out, go, you know, move to the mountains. They're like, actually, not for us. Not for us. We tried it. Something new. We're going back to the city. You're allowed to pivot in life. But I do think at one point or another, you do have to set up some roots when you're talking about the legacy of Kevin Durant. Now, where he will end up isn't entirely up to him because he does have a 4-year deal. No team option, no player option. So wherever he's going will be for 4 years. So the Nets do have a lot of leverage in this space. I don't think that they're just going to send him wherever, but they are going to lean towards the best package for Kevin Durant, as they should, because they should get a haul for him. But crazy news yesterday, along with USC and UCLA leaving the Pac-10 for Pac-12 for the Big Ten, which is now the Pac-10. But let's get to Alex Curry with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Let's keep talking about this beautiful chaos that is the NBA offseason, because the reigning back-to-back MVP, Nikola Jokic, and the Nuggets have reportedly agreed to a 5-year, $264 million Supermax contract extension. Now, after the Joker led Denver to a 48-34 record and the sixth seed in the West, all without star teammate Jamal Murray, this will go down as the richest contract in NBA history, you guys. Now, even if you don't agree that he should have been the back-to-back MVP, he has the hardware right now. Back-to-back MVPs. So it makes sense. This contract makes sense for this player in this moment with the hardware. But that's crazy. I mean, these contracts are getting out of control, and I love it.
I love it. It's just, you're going to pay him.
Yes.
He's an unbelievable talent. I didn't think he was the MVP this year. I thought Joel Embiid was, but he certainly, obviously, was deserving of the MVP. He's an unbelievable player. He's probably the best passing big man we've ever seen in the history of the NBA. He didn't have a lot of help this year, so he clearly is somebody who can elevate a team. Not necessarily in the postseason.
Yeah.
He needs help for that, but so does everybody. Everybody needs help.
Everyone needs help.
It's a team game. So I can't put that all on him, but this is, you know, the money is just going to continue to go up. This is the world that we're living
in. TV deals are going up. Endorsements are going up.
Sports in general, and Colin and I talk about this all the time, sports is in a very unique space in the scope of our society right now, where everything is streaming, everything is on demand, everything can be watched anywhere, anytime. So when you and I were growing up, if you wanted to watch a show, you needed to be in front of your television in order to see said show. That was it. You needed to look at the TV guide, highlight it.
You guys don't even know what a TV guide is.
If you lost a TV guide, oh my God, you don't know what anything is. Go to the TV guide, highlight it. I need to be in front of my television at this time. And, you know, TiVo changed the world. Well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't have to record it on this VHS that's all scratchy and, you know, these Gen Z have no idea what I'm talking about. However, my point is, sports are the last thing that you need to be in front of your television to watch live or in front of a device in order to watch live. Mm-hmm. So there is there's a premium on that, because, you know, as an advertiser, you're getting eyeballs on this.
Yeah.
So all that said, along with the gambling money, sports is it's in its own lane right now. So it's just going to continue to expand. That with the Jokic deal, his money, regardless, is totally deserved. He's a back-to-back MVP, as you mentioned. He's an unbelievable player.
You can't deny it.
Whether he's worth more than LeBron or KD or Giannis or whatever, like, you get paid when you get paid.
That's how this works right now, and this is where the market is. But Joy, as of right now, 44 deals were done in the last 2 days. The Brink trucks were rolling up. You also had Bradley Beal at $251 million, Devin Booker, John Morant, Zion at $231 million. Like, these contracts are insane.
Good for them.
I know.
Get paid.
You have a window to earn your money as an athlete. Get as much money as you can. Sometimes, as we were talking about yesterday, some players are willing to take a cut to get the ring and get the team around you. But in this moment right now, if you can get that money, get that money.
Get it.
Get it.
I mean, I'm not paying anybody.
No.
So.
Go get it.
Not changing my life.
All right. Well, there are many new faces in new places after one of the craziest NFL offseasons ever, and some of which include Russell Wilson, Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, and A.J. Brown. And so with so many players switching teams, as well as the NFL draft providing some new names, the NFL Shop announced its top 10 best-selling jerseys of 2022. Now, unsurprisingly, you have Russell Wilson top of the list, Josh Allen, Devontae Adams. But the real surprise here, Joy, Kenny Pickett at number four, the only rookie in the top 10. Now, yes, Steeler fans are a big fan base. You lost your quarterback, Big Ben. So everyone's excited. You need a new jersey to go and wear on Sunday. But I think he's already been a fan favorite in Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
He went to college there. He played at
Pitt.
Building.
Yeah, he played at Pitt.
So that's why this also isn't as surprising for me, because the fan base already knows who he is. They're excited for him to be the future. This is a big deal. You know, he wasn't a top in the first round. I think he was, where did he go? He was a late first round pick. And now he's top five in jersey sales in all of the NFL.
Well, listen.
That's a pretty cool thing.
Steelers fans are all over the world. I went to a Steeler bar in Rome.
Yeah, you can
get, he was the 20th pick in the draft.
20th.
You can find a Steelers bar in any city pretty much in the world. So Steelers fans are, there's like a huge, massive international fan base because, to my point earlier, the Steelers were a team that you watched on television. Mm-hmm. Like they were one of those teams, the Steelers, the Cowboys, the Packers. Like you saw these teams on TV when you needed to be in front of your television to see it. So when those were the only games on,
that's what people
before
forget.
The package,
you couldn't see every single game.
Yeah, you couldn't see every single game. So
back in the day,
they have a huge fan base. To your point, they've had Ben Roethlisberger as their quarterback for forever. So this is a new guy. The interesting thing about Kenny Pickett is we don't know if he's going to be the starter. So that part is the interesting part. If he was like Trevor Lawrence or, you know, like a Baker, Kyler Murray, you know, even like a Justin Herbert or a Tua, then I'd be like, okay, like that makes sense.
Yeah.
The one that's always fascinating to me is Tom Brady. Like Tom Brady was always at the top of the jersey sales when he was with the Patriots, and it was always fascinating to me. Like you need a new Brady jersey every year. Every year you ruin the jersey. Every year?
Maybe a new like slight change to the jersey, a new design. Maybe he did something you want to remember that season. I don't know. He's the GOAT. You can't have too many GOAT jerseys.
Can you?
I don't know. I'm not a collector. People collect things. It could be a collector thing, right?
Yeah, maybe they get a new one every year.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like you like...
I don't wear jerseys. Do you wear jerseys?
I have a lot of jerseys, actually.
So you need to start rocking those.
I used to wear them a lot on my podcast. So I have a huge collection of jerseys. I have some great jerseys.
Okay.
But yeah, I probably should bring those back out.
Yeah, just wear them.
Dust
to
them
more.
Off.
The makeup room. You know how we come in like sweat. No one knows. We come in like sweatpants and sweatshirts to work. Why don't we just start coming in jerseys? Let's make it like jersey week.
I look insane in the morning.
We don't need to go
I there. Literally roll out of bed, wash my face.
We do not wake up like this. We'll just say
no,
that.
No, there's a lot of work that goes into this. And some of you don't even approve of this. So imagine what I look like when I walk in here.
No, beautiful.
Ryan knows. Ryan sees
always
this in the morning.
Always beautiful. Always beautiful. All right, well, let's move to the Rams, because the Rams traded Jared Goff to the Lions. There were rumors of a fractured relationship. Sean McVay has previously admitted that he didn't handle the situation well, but now, with things further removed from the situation, it seems that their relationship has been mended. On the Mike Silver's podcast, Sean McVay seemed to have a high level of respect for Goff. He said, "The thing that shows what a stud and what a class act he really is one of the best text messages I got after the Super Bowl was from Jared Goff. The further we get away, the more appreciation we'll have for the great 4 years we did have together. I didn't like the outside in narrative, but I think he knows where my heart was. I wish I had handled it better as a leader for him." Now, obviously, this isn't the first time we've heard McVay talk about he didn't think he handled the situation well as a leader. But remember, he was one of the youngest head coaches when he got the job. There are going to be growing pains. You don't just come out a perfect leader. You kind of have to go through tough situations, hard decisions, and relationships like this to realize who you want to be and who you want to become. So the fact that he's now able to look back, they're both able to have a conversation about it not that long after it happened. Moving forward. It's a good sign.
Yeah, I think generally with these type of situations, once things start to give a little air, you know, you
can have
everyone's emotions settle down a little bit. People get into their new spaces.
Yeah.
you know, you often see this with any type of breakup, whether it's, you know, a professional breakup or, you know, relationship or friends or whatever. Like, I've had people in my life that I, like, didn't talk to for a long time. And, you know, you remember things differently. You're like, I remember it was this. And then over time, you're like,
was it that bad?
I don't think it was that bad. It's like we were probably being emotional.
Let's move on.
And then you make up and, you know, you settle things and you're good to go. And the animosity goes away. Forgiveness, you know, that's what I'm talking
about
here.
And time heals all wounds.
Most. But I do think this is Sean's point, you know, and to your point, you learn things.
You learn
how to handle these type of personnel moves, as he had never been in this situation before.
No.
And it was a very aggressive move. Remember, they paid Jared Goff and everyone freaked out about his contract.
Yep.
It was like immovable. And this was going to be, you know, they were going to be stuck in this situation with this average quarterback or whatnot. And it was really kind of unfair to Jared Goff in some ways.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's a franchise guy. Obviously, he's with Detroit now.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always a bit of a defender of Jared Goff.
And the situation happened on like a vacation when he happened to run into Stafford on vacation.
Yeah, I mean, these things happen fast.
It was a crazy situation all around.
Yes.
But he won a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Don't worry.
That's Alex Curry with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
So we got a lot of crazy news this week. Kyrie Irving opted in and dropped some weird quote on Twitter. Now Kevin Durant is asking for a trade. We will obviously keep our eye on anything that develops with that throughout the show. As Alex mentioned, a bunch of people got paid yesterday. But the other big news yesterday was USC and UCLA are leaving the Pac-12. Let's go out to Brock Heward, Fox Sports football analyst, 6 seasons in the NFL. Let's start with that. What was your initial reaction when you heard about this move?
Yeah, it was shock. It was shock, Joy. And I shouldn't be shocked. And any of us in college football in this day and age and professional sports for that matter. I mean, Kevin Durant wants out of New Jersey, right? There should be nothing that shocks us. But I got to tell you, yesterday I was out to breakfast with a friend, a high school coach here in the area. And he said, did you see what just came across? And I said, no, I'm engaged in a good conversation with you. Why are you looking at your phone? And he said, well, USC and UCLA, according to initially John Wilner, are out. They're going to go to the Big Ten. I said, no, you're out of your skull. That's not going to happen. How are two teams in LA going to be part of the Midwest and the Big Ten? And so I was shocked. It brought me back 25 years to an earthquake that I was in Seattle when I played at the University of Washington, that the ground just started moving. First time I'd ever experienced it. It was surreal. It didn't make sense. And I got to be honest, 24 hours later, Joy, this is still pretty hard to absorb for a West Coast guy that grew up and knew everything about this conference inside and out. And USC and UCLA really, in many ways, the foundational pieces of it.
So how does this affect college football moving forward?
Well, as your buddy Colin Cowherd tweeted last night, there are winners and there are losers. And USC and UCLA are clearly winners. The Big Ten is clearly a winner. TV and Fox, you know, is going to be a winner. And some of these matchups are going to be incredible. And the ratings and revenue are going to be awesome. So there's all sorts of winners on that side. And then I've got lots of friends that are Cougs, lots of friends that are Beavers, lots of friends in Pullman and Corvallis that are wondering where in the world of the college football landscape are they going to fit? Where are they going to fit in college athletics, period? Much like friends at Kansas State and Baylor and Kansas and other spots think the same way, Joy. I mean, we know what the Big Ten, we know what these additions, we know what they're going to look like. Mike Bone made mention of that, the stability that offers. We know what the SEC looks like. Everybody else right now, every AD, every fan, every alumnus, at any of those other schools outside of those two mega power conferences right now, they've got to look at it and wonder, where do they fit over the long term? I don't know. They don't know. Nobody knows. And that's the state of college athletics today.
Well, yeah. I mean, it seems like it's a bit of a trend, not just in college athletics, but around the world. There is becoming a bigger gap between the haves and the have-nots. And they also talked about NIL playing a role in this as well. So who does this benefit more, the USC and UCLA or the other existing Big Ten teams?
Yeah, I think it's a win-win, winner-winner chicken dinner for both. I think the Big Ten gets the LA market, gets this recruiting base. Wisconsin and Iowa and Illinois and schools there now can cast their net maybe out west a little bit more in ways they never could have before. for the kids in Southern California and on the West Coast to now say, man, I get an opportunity to play in the Horseshoe. I get the opportunity to play in Michigan. I get the opportunity to play at Iowa and Wisconsin and Nebraska. Yeah, so I think for all of those parties, it is winner-winner. I don't think there's one side that gains more or less, frankly, Joy. I think that's why this deal got done like that. I think it's why it was a shock. I think it was why it's a surprise. I think it was why, kind of behind the scenes, the Big Ten, Kevin Warren and their crew, USC and UCLA and their crew and their power brokers said, you know what this is? This is a win-win. And this is why we can get it done behind the scenes, why we can announce it in the morning, why it can be finalized in the evening, because both parties from the Big Ten side and USC and UCLA side, they are certainly winners in it.
We're talking to Brock Heward, Fox Sports football analyst. I am very pro NIL. I was a college athlete. Alex was a college athlete. You were a college athlete. My brothers were college athletes. And I think that in a lot of these situations, when things start to become very extreme, such as student athletes not knowing where their next meal is coming from while they're providing services that are bringing in, you know, billions into an industry, I think, you know, huge swings of corrections can happen. And the NIL also was an inevitable thing because of the internet, you know, social media and the revenue that is generated on social media has changed the entire world. I mean, it's changed advertising. So I'm pro this. I'm also pro education because that's what they're in college for. So financial education is something that's very important. It's not something that I had growing up. I'm still trying to figure out how to use the stock market. So I do think that there can be two ways to do this. Let young adults make a lot of money, because this is America and you're 18, you should be able to, but also provide them with the education on what to do with that money. But obviously there are a lot of nuances to the NIL conversation. Where do you stand on it?
I stand with Tara Vonderveer, and I don't think she'll mind me sharing this story, because we were at league meetings in early May. And Joy, I got to be honest, too. When this news came down yesterday, I thought back to those meetings, and I thought back to, man, it was a weird vibe at these meetings in Arizona where all the conferences were at, and where the Pac-12 in particular, at a dinner that I sat that night, and talking to Tara and her saying, you know what, this just got so out of whack. Right? On one side, to your point, when you can't take somebody out to lunch, right, when you can't host your own football camp, when you've got to figure out, you know, how to survive as a college student athlete, there are many things that made no sense on that side of it. Equally, as you said, as the pendulum has now swung to this side, this is totally out of whack. I mean, $9 million deals for 17-year-olds that haven't played a down in college football. It just doesn't, you know, in my personal belief, I don't think that sets them up for success and how to manage it and how to handle that and the expectations with that and being tied now to those advertisers or those people putting that money in your pocket and what that means for you in a locker room with teammates as you come in as a freshman. So nuance is a good word, as you said, but there have got to be some level of guardrails. There's got to be some level of rules and regulations. And right now there isn't any, because right now the NCAA, thanks to the Supreme Court, you know, a year ago plus, said, yeah, we're out. We don't want any liability. We do not want to get sued. We do not want it. It's on you. You guys go figure this out. And now as we see in college athletics, like, who is going to figure it out? What's going to happen is this party is going to look out for their best interest. This conference is going to look out for their best interest. These players are going to look out for their best interest. And as a collective, it is a mess right now.
We're talking to Brock Heward, Fox Sports football analyst, Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd. Let's talk a little USFL. The championship game is this weekend. And which player impressed you the most this season?
Oh, there have been a few, Joy. It's been fun. Been fun to be on this ride and to see it come to an end Sunday night. Is also, it'll be the third time I use the word surreal, but it's going to be a little surreal when it all ends Sunday night. Kurt and Joel and the entire crew that have been a part of this thing from the very beginning with Fox. A few of my favorites are the two quarterbacks that you'll watch Sunday night. Jamar Smith from Birmingham, Case Cookus from Philadelphia. Joy, neither of them came into this league as starters. These eight franchises kind of hand-selected their QBs, drafted their QBs first. Neither of these were the first choice. I love that. They both got their opportunities with injuries. Their teams really, in many ways, kind of revolve around their personalities. They're fun. They're tough. They've taken a beating. They get up. And just everybody, they resonate. And everybody picks up the pieces around them. So those two, not just a QB world, but those two, personality-wise, are so fun and have really impacted their team and why they're on this stage Sunday night.
The championship game is at 7:30 Eastern on Fox, the Birmingham Stallions and the Philadelphia Stars. Personalities are obviously super important to these leagues. What was one of the technological innovations that the USFL used that you maybe want to see the NFL try out or you thought worked really well? Because they were very creative with a lot of things they used, mm-hmm. not just, you know, as far as rules and the technology that they used, but also the camera angles. There was so much that they experimented this year with the USFL, and it looked great.
I mean, I like the lasers. Not everybody likes lasers. I like the lasers when it comes to measuring the first down markers, you know, built into the stadium so you could see it, lasers on those uprights. So that kick right there, if it was close and on the upright, you could, you know, get a good gauge of it and judge, you know, just technologically like they have, you know, in tennis and they have in hockey and they have in soccer and the goal. So I like the lasers, but I really love the drone views. To me, those were just awesome. That's a helmet cam right there. Those are super cool. Would you want to see a helmet cam on some of these dudes in the NFL on some of those hits? I would. I would enjoy watching the speed and ferocity from the face mask. So I think it's all of those things have been pretty cool. I know that Fox and Roger Goodell and the league have certainly kept an interest and had a keen eye on these views. But that drone, as it zips around the stadium, as I've been there, it's just different. I mean, it just provides, that's it right there. That's the drone view that's following the football. It you know, massive quickness and speed. So I've loved all of it. I really have. I've loved the players, Joy, though, more than anything. The players and coaches on the sidelines who have such a love to play. I mean, it's been refreshing for me. Right, we talk all this college and NIL and all this nuance and all this crazy stuff, and here are guys that are there for the love of the game to keep their dream alive, and I have felt it, I have sensed it, and for one more weekend, I get to enjoy it Sunday night.
It's been a great inaugural season. Championship game on Fox on Sunday, 7:30 Eastern on Fox on Sunday, Birmingham Stallions and Philadelphia Stars. Thank you so much for joining us, Brock. Really appreciate it. Enjoy your holiday weekend.
Anytime, Joy. Thank you. You have a good one, too.
Thank you. Brock Heward, Fox Sports football analyst. Huge news yesterday in college football with USC and UCLA moving out of the Pac-12 into the Big Ten. They announced that yesterday. Other small note, Kevin Durant has requested a trade from the Brooklyn Nets. Where does he end up? What does this mean for the Brooklyn Nets moving forward? What does this mean for Kyrie? All of that coming up on The Herd. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
Welcome back to The Herd. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd, who is back on Monday from his Caribbean vacation. I am sure he has lots of thoughts he's ready to share with you about what's going on this week. This has been a crazy week. We are probably going to get news over the next few days, probably later today, I'm assuming, about the Deshaun Watson hearings that have finished and what his suspension, if he is going to serve a suspension. We'll get news on what came out of those hearings, which have wrapped up after a few days. Kyrie Irving opted in, and now Kevin Durant would like a trade from Brooklyn. USC and UCLA are leaving the Pac-12. It's been a really active week for the last week of June.
Beautiful chaos is what we've dubbed the off seasons. We called it that during the NFL off season. Now NBA off season is beautiful chaos. We love it. We need it. We thrive off of it. We thank you for it.
I love anarchy.
Yeah.
And everyone was getting paid yesterday. My phone, every 2 seconds, it's still going off.
Bing, bing, bing.
I have the alert set for all the news.
Oh.
So now every time my phone lights up, I'm like, where's KD going?
Is it happening now?
We'll talk about the destinations that I think would make the most sense for Kevin Durant at the top of the hour. We'll also talk to Kevin O'Connor, NBA writer for The Ringer. There were a lot of free agency signings yesterday. A lot of people staying put. But what could happen in Brooklyn? Where would KD end up? The thing to keep in mind with Kevin Durant is, of course, that Brooklyn is going to want a lot for him, as they should. Mm-hmm. They want a big package. They have to rebuild their entire organization now. So they want the most that they can get for Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant is under a 4-year contract with no team option and no player option. So they should get the most for him. Wherever he's going to be for a while. So where he's going to go has to be able to give that. So everybody is obviously probably calling, but what you can give matters in this situation, because Brooklyn deserves a haul and they want a haul for Kevin Durant. So we can't just throw names against the wall. They've got to have draft picks. They've got to have, you know, players. They've got to have options for Brooklyn in order to really be in the running. Now, I don't think Brooklyn's just going to send him anywhere. I do think that they are going to collaborate with him, because look, they don't have to let him out of this contract right now. He's under a deal, but they're going to accommodate him. So I think that they will consider that as well. Kind of similar to the Russell Wilson situation, not entirely, but you know, they weren't just going to send him anywhere. And I believe Russell Wilson had a no trade clause. Am I correct about that? Anyone? I think he did. I think I'm right about that. I'm not sure. But the other big move yesterday was Zion Williamson. He is nearing a 5-year, $231 million rookie extension. Shams Charania said, Williams had said after the season, I couldn't sign it fast enough, and he is locking into a commitment with New Orleans. Now, the deal is expected to include protections that both sides were sorting through overnight and will finalize, sources said. That is according to Shams. So that's not terribly surprising, because Zion has missed 149 of a possible 234 games with the Pelicans. That's 64%. Now, when he plays, he's the only player in NBA history to average over 25 points per game on at least 60% shooting. We know the talent that he is when he plays, which is why this contract being, you know, unique in its construction would not particularly surprise me. Now, there were some reports that he wasn't particularly happy there. We had talked about maybe he would be the first player to not take this, you know, max rookie salary money because it's the Pelicans. Well, as it turns out, you know, twist of fate, the Pelicans were actually better than Zion. Like, Zion is incredible when he plays, but missing 64% of the games, now the leverage is on the Pelican side, and I'm fine with that. I think the Pelicans are really building something. They are really building a culture. They are really building consistency. They've made some good moves. They seem to be better run than maybe we thought they were. So I think this is the right move for both of these parties. Zion Williamson has a lot to prove this year. Obviously, he got his contract, so he's going to be there regardless, but he needs to play some basketball this year, and he needs to consider this offseason to be one of the most important of his career. He's got to stay healthy. So a lot going on around the NBA with free agency. Zion Williamson gets paid. Nikola Jokic gets paid. Everyone got paid yesterday. Like, if you saw an alert, they got paid, and rightfully so.
It was like the Oprah. And you get a contract, exactly. And you get a deal, and you get a deal.
Everyone gets a deal, as they should. This is what free agency is, and of course, this was when free agency started, so that's when all the deals are going to get finalized. But we will obviously talk a lot about Kevin Durant today and where he could possibly end up. I will give you the teams that I think make the most sense. I bet you can guess what the first one is, mm-hmm. but you know, the rest can be a mystery. Obviously, it's the Heat.
Uh-huh.
But he's put the Heat in the Suns as his reported preferred destinations, and I think that is smart from him. But we will find out more news about that, and we'll talk to Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer, NBA writer, about all the other free agency moves happening around the NBA. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd on The Herd.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.